This is a Phase 1 commutation hearing for Charles Clarkston, ABC number 311368. Mr. Clarkston has served 7 years in the Department of Corrections for fraudulent schemes and artifices. He has a consecutive sentence two additional sentences, one for 4 years for fraudulent schemes and one for 2.5 years for theft. Those two sentences are concurrent, but they are consecutive to the sentence he is now serving. He also has a probation revocation in his history. Mr. Clarkston's crimes occurred between March and September 2015. He is currently 43 years old. He was convicted by plea, and in his plea, 9 additional counts were dismissed. The crime, in very brief summary, involves Mr. Clarkston having borrowed, and that's in quotation marks, money from a Pop Warner league for which he had fiduciary responsibility. And he borrowed the money and intended to pay it back, and it was discovered that the money was missing. He currently has an earned release credit date of September 17th, 2021, but as mentioned, he has the consecutive sentence still to serve. He's requesting a 4-year reduction in his sentence, and that would result in a revised sentence ending date of April 14th, 2018, which is in the past. And that means he would, at that point, be moved. He would already be serving this consecutive sentence. Mr. Clarkston has participated in programming, quite a few inmate-led programs while he's in prison. He's taken Thinking for a Change twice, parenting, money management, several life skills, and then also some trades, HVAC, and some work with Rio Salado he's done as well. He only has one discipline while he's in prison, and that was for gambling, and it essentially was a fantasy football league that he was in with some other inmates. So that one didn't seem too serious. Mr. Clarkston is asking for a commutation based on his family support, and he claims that he has a strong commitment to change and to change his life, even while he's in prison. As to whether the sentence was excessive, Mr. Clarkston received a 7-year sentence, which was, according to the judge, an aggravated sentence. However, I do want to note his criminal history. And that is that in 2004, in the state of Utah, he has a theft charge, and for that he received probation and prison. He then has, later, he has a forgery charge, which was a misdemeanor, and a theft charge, which was a felony, and he received jail for that. Later, in 1997, in Nevada, he had had an embezzlement charge. There was no disposition recorded. However, it does sound like it's the current, similar to the current offense. He also has a probation revocation, which I mentioned earlier, that resulted in him being sent to prison. In reading all the materials that were given to us, it appears that Mr. Clarkston has done similar crimes or activities, carried out similar activities in 2 other states before he got to Arizona, and then moves on to a different state and commits similar offenses. And I believe that may be the reason that he received the aggravated sentence of 7 years. Given that he had 9 counts dismissed, and he still has a consecutive sentence to serve, I do not see these 7 years as an excessive sentence, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
agree.
Thank you. I failed to mention board members present are the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. So based on the discussion here, I make a motion that we not pass the application of Charles Clarkston, ADC number 311368, that we not pass his application to phase two.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed, Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. And this concludes the hearing for Charles Clarkston.